Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know, Wednesday, the 23rd of January, 2019. To get you started, Senator Lindsey Graham is expected to present a proposal to President Trump today to end the month-long government shutdown. He said he'll try to convince the president to sign a measure reopening the entire federal government if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agrees to a bipartisan Senate bill.
So I've suggested opening the government up for about 3 weeks. That doesn't give up your leverage, but it does give us a chance to get something done. So I would recommend to the president, if Speaker Pelosi said, I'll take up anything passed by the Senate in a bipartisan fashion, the Senate is moving toward the president's proposal, give us about 3 weeks to see if we can work this out. If we don't, we haven't lost anything. So to me, that seems to be a good way to jumpstart the process.
Some 800,000 federal workers have been affected by the shutdown, as neither Democrats nor the president have budged in their differences on a wall at the southern border. Over the weekend, Trump proposed offering Dreamers, who were brought to the U.S. illegally by their parents, 3 years of legal protection, along with those here from countries affected by natural disaster or armed conflict. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi continues to not even entertain the idea of funding $5.7 billion requested for a border wall, instead pushing a spending bill that will offer roughly $1 billion at ports of entry and for new immigration judges, but nothing for a wall. Teachers will return to work today in the Los Angeles Unified School District after striking for more than a week. Teachers were calling for smaller class sizes, raises, and more school nurses and counselors. And according to Union President Alex Caputo Pearl, a new agreement includes class size reductions for all grade levels, 300 additional school nurses, 80 new teacher librarians, one counselor for every 500 students, and a 3% raise for teachers. The strike affected about 500,000 students in the nation's second largest school district. Next up, more cold weather is on the way, this time in the Midwest and West. Brutal Arctic cold and snow is hitting from the Rocky Mountains to the Rust Belt, with hundreds of canceled flights. Man, yesterday, a closed 100-mile section of I-80 in Wyoming. Additionally, fatal accidents involving icy roads have been reported in Wisconsin and Illinois. According to the National Weather Service, winter storm warnings and watches have been issued from eastern Colorado to northern Michigan. The Covington Catholic student who went viral after a face-to-face standoff with Native American activists will appear on the Today Show today. The student, Nicholas Sandman from the Kentucky school, can be seen in the video standing face-to-face about a foot away with Native American elder Nathan Phillips, smirking at him and not moving, raising questions about who initiated the confrontation. In a clip of the interview, Sandman said he was not disrespectful to Phillips and wishes he could have avoided the whole thing. And last up, a new poll out today finds that Medicare is super polarizing. The data from the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation found that Medicare's popularity soars when people hear it would guarantee health insurance as a right, and plunges when the public thinks it would lead to treatment delays. Some 77% of people, including 69% of Republicans, favor allowing people to buy health insurance through Medicare once they turn 50. The survey also found that 74%, but just 47% of Republicans, favor a national government plan that is open to anyone, but also would allow people to keep the coverage that they have. These poll results come after a federal judge in Texas ruled last month that the Affordable Care Act is invalid, though the law remains in place as Democrats appeal that decision. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.